That's me, Ron Slay, and I am driving shotgun, but I got some, man, I'm telling you, you never know who's going to be in the car with me, man. I'm picking up some great passengers, man, and they, hey, at any point, I can just go to sleep and just keep my foot on the gas, and they can drive. You know what I'm saying? They can still. I got Drew Maddox in the building, legend, with another legend, Rhett Gordy B, bringing the funk.
Gentlemen, I want to tell you how honored I am to be on this show this afternoon, and I mean this, all sincerity. And my brother-in-law Matthew's listening right now. He's right. Two Nashville basketball legends right here. And tremendous amount of respect for you, your career, what you did in education and coaching. Tremendous amount of respect for you, Drew. It's an honor to be with you, and I love Slay over here. Wow. I mean, it's just – when you're talking – you mentioned last segment Ron Mercer and Corey Brewer in this area. I mean, I'm thinking of all the great basketball people in this area, and you are two of them without
a
doubt.
So kind. Wow.
Appreciate that, man.
Gosh. You got my spirit like turned over here.
What you want us to do?
Wow.
We can end the show. Wrap it up. Put a pin in it, baby.
Yeah. Oh, I get home before dark. Let's go.
Rhett, man, you've been putting in overtime today. You did a great job this morning with Jay Martin Ramon.
Yep. Thank you.
Taking on the captain's chair, letting my guy be himself over there, Big Ragu.
Yeah, I love working with Big Ragu. Ramon is, you guys have really brought a lot of life and energy to this station, and you bring positive vibes every day, every week, and it's a pleasure to work with him. And I don't mind getting up early and doing this stuff, and because I'm here working all. Yeah. I'm a grinder,
you know that. Yes,
I've been here since 5:15 this morning, and I'm about to button up the pregame for Titans Radio and get out of here. This is a big one this weekend.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You know, Mike Vrabel is doing as good a job coaching as anybody I've seen, and I don't know when for a couple of different reasons. And this will tie Vanderbilt into it for you, Drew.
Yeah.
He told me at a production meeting last week, he took his son Carter to go hear Tim Corbin speak.
Okay.
And Coach Corbin was talking about how he gets his team with a big win or after a big loss that's hurtful, how he gets them back to center.
Mm-hmm.
Never too high, never too low. Consistency. Mm-hmm. And it's really Mike Vrabel's doing – a heck of a job himself in that respect when you consider 82 players on the roster so far this year. Going to shatter an NFL record there. And the gauntlet they've run through in this 6-game win streak. I mean, they've beaten every team basically that was in the 2020 playoffs. It's amazing what he's done. And so the real coaching job is this week because you're going against a 1-8 opponent in the Houston Texans, but it's an AFC South division game, which is double valuable, and they're coming fresh legs off of a bye week and would love nothing more to come in here while it's Titans homecoming weekend. About 60 alumni coming in, former players. They're putting in Coach Jeff Fisher and the late, great Floyd Reese, the general manager, in the Ring of Honor at halftime. They'd love to rain on that parade, and so they've got to be on their radar. They got to have it up and going because – despite the record, the thing that shows up on film is they are still playing for Coach David Culley. They just don't have the wins versus the losses.
Yeah.
So with the guys that are out, like the Titans have dealt with this year in and year out. And before coming back on, we were talking about Vrabel being up. He has to have some kind of recognition for Coach of the Year. Like it's evident. 8-2 with the guys that are out right now, usually it's the offensive line missing a couple of guys. Now you got guys, David Long got Rashawn Evans out. Like,
let's run the list. Here's what he did today his Friday presser. He's been starting to give the press corps a nugget or two about who he's already ruled out. He has 7 guys out for Sunday already, and it's running back Jeremy McNichols in concussion protocol, linebacker David Long Jr. with a hamstring, linebacker Rashawn Evans with an ankle, cornerback Greg Maben with an ankle, tight end Jeff Swaim with a concussion, and starting guard Nate Davis with a concussion. Also, linebacker Bud Dupree with an abdomen problem. And all of those, he's already ruled out in this. So it'll be Aaron Brewer at right guard for them, who did a really nice job on Sunday Night Football a couple of weeks ago against the Rams. And Jeff Swaim is a big one in this because – guys had 4 catches in 3 consecutive games and a couple of touchdowns in this thing. So Michael Pruitt, He's the one that's going to have to step forward in this rotation, and hopefully Anthony Furkser too. But yeah, there's just walking wounded everywhere on this roster. Wow.
And it should be an opportunity. A guy to step forward in Swaim, who we didn't think. We were thinking of him coming into it being the blocking tight end.
And that's what it was last year. That right. was the tip of the hand. It's yep. like, oh, they're going to run on this one because yep. Big Swaim's in there chipping, right?
Yep. And how do you – like, what do we do to get that funk? You the funk guy. How do we get that funk back in Anthony Furkser, man? Like, I love Pruitt. Like, that's my pick. I love Pruitt.
Yeah, but we need Ferk. We need Ferk to be a little more like Ferk was the last couple of years.
Because you let Jonnu Smith and guys like that go, thinking that Ferk.
I saw Jonnu making plays last night, and Jonnu's one of my favorite Titans ever. What an outstanding person! Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think where you get the funk started, to put it as you have, is you've got to get this run game back going again, Drew.
That's right.
You
that's
mentioned
right.
it to me at off air, and it's true. 60% chance of showers, and mostly in the afternoon. Winds out of the southwest, so at 10 to 15 miles an hour. So, you know, Randy Bullock, Brett Kern, directional punting, all of that field positions is huge in this, and also the footing of these running backs. And Adrian Peterson, I think, is at a place where he's ready to pop a couple of runs. But Deontay Foreman was a third-round pick of the Houston Texans. And he played for a year with them in about 11 games, had about 400 yards rushing, and then they cut him.
Yeah. Wow.
And so he's got a little extra motivation in the tank this mm-hmm. week. And, by the way, those two big guys running back there with a 7 and an 8, I kind of like the single digits on guys like that.
It looks good.
Weird.
It does.
It's still weird.
I'm all in on the single digits.
It's still weird to me to see it on a big guy like Matthew Judon last night, who was absolutely terrorizing Matt Ryan on Thursday Night Football. It's still odd to see a single digit at 9 on his. But I like the 7 and 8 combination in the running back core. They've got to get that going. That's the start in all of this. And they've just got to put these guys away early, pin their ears back and get it done early, because with where they are at 1-8, if you can have this thing by the first drive in the third quarter where they're just on their heels and you're just keep pushing the gas pedal, they'll probably just call it a day, because the main thing you've got to do in this, with what we've outlined with health, is you've got to get out healthy.
Yeah. You know, Redby, you're talking about the run game too, but let's talk about Tannehill for a second.
Yeah.
I know the wide receivers, you know, once again, have suffered injuries as well. So it's been inconsistent who's going to be on the active roster week to week. But, you know, as you look at his performance over 10 games, I think it's 12 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, a passer rating of 90.7.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say it's necessarily poor, but it average.
It's not what it has been with him in the time since he's been the Titans starter.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, so in thinking about all that, you just mentioned the elements of the weather. Mm-hmm. Can we get the run game going? All those kind of things. What do you look for him? Where are moments where we can pick, you know, situations where we can really hit him with the passing
game? Well, we've got to get A.J. Brown back with a big game. And I know he wants that something awful, because 6 catches for 58 yards and no scores in the last two are not going to cut it by his standards. Yeah. And so I think it starts there. And then we know Julio Jones is on injured reserve short term and designated to return. So it'll be a rotation of the Marcus Johnsons of the world, who had a nice game last week with 5 for 100 yards.
Right.
And Nick Westbrook-Akina, who they really like and is really coming on to help in this thing. And so, you know, they've got to have more performance for those guys, but they need A.J. Brown in this ball game, big time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that brings us to the other subject of his social media post the other day about mental awareness and mental health has opened a door to conversations that maybe weren't happening as much just a couple of days ago. And Mike Vrabel waxed eloquently about him on the Mike Vrabel show here on Monday night. And he said, I've made a friend in him. And he said, it wasn't easy to make a friend out of him because he's very private.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about Ron Mercer getting him on the Boom Boom Room, right?
Yeah.
But they've made friends for life. Yeah. And it was very brave of him to expose himself like that. It was very raw. Yeah. And to say that, hey, I have a problem with this and I needed to get help. We have no idea how many people are in that boat.
That's exactly right.
And I asked Mike Vrabel about it today, and I said, first of all, it was fantastic what you said, and AJ has been a pro about this, and it's huge, and we're super proud of him. He said, let me tell you, I told him, And I'm telling you the same thing. He said, you may never meet this person, but I think you've saved someone's
life. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. Y'all had a heck of a conversation, you and Ramon, early on this morning, with J. Martin Ramon from 6 to 10, with just speaking on that. That was phenomenal. And like you said, even just A.J. Brown putting that out there in the air and you guys piggyback on it and even talking about it, yeah, that was somebody that didn't hear A.J.'s and now went back and looked at that message and listened to it and was like, okay, wait a minute. You know, and just, it may not be you.
It's a topic that's usually in the shadows, but he brought it to the light
because
it affected him directly.
Big time.
And I look for big things out of him from this game forward. It seems like he needed to get that off his chest.
Mm-hmm. They're conscious, man.
And I told Ramon this morning, and I'll tell you the same thing. It's very close to us right now. My daughter had a friend of hers who was in her church youth group who committed suicide last Saturday night. Mm. And we've had someone else very close to us who attempted not too long ago. And it's been kind of, I can see her wheels turning. And of course, I'm making sure, are you okay?
Yeah.
And that was the message that I got out of A.J. Brown and certainly head coach Mike Vrabel is if don't just say it conversationally passing of, hey, how you doing, Drew?
Right. Yeah. That's right.
If you got something to say, and it may not be what you want to hear, it may not be pleasant news, take the time and stop and listen to what Drew is saying, what Ron is saying, because you never know if that's going to make a difference. Don't do, as Coach Vrabel would say, just a drive-by or fly-by in passing because you're trying to be cordial. If you really care about that person, are you okay? You doing okay? You good?
Yeah.
And then if you need to talk, you need to talk.
Yeah, spot on. And it may be somebody you don't know. Like, that's why we opened up the show, and this we're going to get back to Titans, but we opened up the show about just being kind. Just being kind to people, man. Like, some people feel
it doesn't
more
cost you a thing
at
Ron.
All. And you may feel free. Comfortable opening up to somebody you don't even know because the conversation may not even go any further than you just being able to get it off your chest to somebody being a listening ear. So, hey, man.
Or you giving that kindness to that person. They may have been in a part, and they may be a total perfect stranger.
There you go.
But they didn't even reveal to you that they've got things going on, and you may have made just that little tipping point difference where
that's right.
They get by themselves and go, oh, you know what? I probably need to do something.
Yeah. That's Rhett, you cool with taking a call?
Let's do it.
Hey, oh my God. Here we go. Vadius from the Barrel wants to talk Titans in Texas. You're on the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline. Vadius, talk to me. Did I say your name right, brother?
Yeah, you said it right, man. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man.
Great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I just want to touch on the fact, you know, I know all of our games are important to win. I just feel like this game that we have Sunday is a little bit more important than any of them that we play, because when you're playing a team that you know is 1-8, they have nothing to lose. So I feel like that's a dangerous situation right there, because you know they'll be pulling all types of different plays out, and you know I just feel like that's a dangerous game, not a trap game. I don't want to say a trap game, but I just hope that we, you know, we're ready for Sunday and that we're not just playing to their level.
Appreciate that call, Vadius.
Thank
man.
You, Vadius.
Yeah, Rhett,
let me say this. There, to me, there really is no such thing as a trap game in the National Football League. They're all professionals. They all get paid to play. They're all grown men. Most of them have families and wives and children. And a lot riding on that bringing that paycheck home. And this is no revelation. It's been going on for years like this in the league. The difference between the 20-year runs of a dynasty like the New England Patriots and someone like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the 70s who didn't win anything, it's paper thin. And it goes back to coaching.
Yep.
Lucky bounces the ball. Game of inches is truly what it is. Mm-hmm. And just little tiny things making a difference in this. So I understand why you want to call it a trap game, but this is a game that they have to go take care of business because it is a division game.
Yeah.
And if you let these Texans hang around, like I said, they're still playing for their head coach. They'll beat you.
And every game is an audition. We know that. Like
every week.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor is a dangerous guy on that other side of the ball.
He's one of the least intercepted quarterbacks in the league with a minimum 1,000 passing attempts. He's right behind only Aaron Rodgers and Jacoby Brissett. Now, we know Aaron Rodgers. That ain't no slouch there.
Right. Exactly.
he doesn't turn it over much. He can extend plays with his body and run with his legs. The thing that the Titans have to watch on this thing, and it's clear, is their number one wide receiver, Brandon Cooks. They go to him frequently on third down, and he is by far the leading receiver. 641 yards. The nearest guy behind him is the running back, David Johnson, with 182. Wow. But 19 of his 57 catches and 268 of his 641 team-leading yardage receiving have come on third down.
Wow.
They have to watch for Brandon Cooks on that.
Different, man. Different. Rip B. Titans Radio, we got them in the building, man.
We're going to have coverage starting at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. right here on the flagship home, Buck Rising, with the Lee Company countdown to kickoff, then Mickey and Blaine and Kevin Dyson. And then we go on with Titans countdown, and the next thing you know, it's wall-to-wall coverage all day long. Titans and Texans right here. Don't miss it.
Red B, real quick, one more thing. Sunday, we're honoring Jeff Fisher mm-hmm. and Floyd Reese. You know, just as a guy that remembers the transition years of this organization sure. coming to this town.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the significance and just what you remember when you think about those two guys.
Drew, you can't tell the story of the Tennessee Titans without those two guys. Floyd Reese was a fantastic general manager, and he before they ever moved here, had them set up for success for when they did move here by drafting Steve McNair,
right.
Eddie George, Brad Hopkins, and all these guys that he put in the free agency. I mean, he picked up Frank Wycheck off the waiver wire from
wow.
from Washington for $99. And how did that work out? Because they were trying to use him as a running back and a wow. halfback. And then to go through four different stadiums you play in four different seasons consecutively, the Astrodome in 96, Liberty Bowl in 97, Vanderbilt in 98, and finally Nissan Stadium incredible. In 99. And for Jeff Fisher to go 8-8 in those 3 years – is amazing. You talk about coach of the year job.
Yeah.
They were vagabonds in 97. Every game was away because you had to go to Memphis, and then you had to play a road schedule on top of that. You can't tell the story without those two gentlemen, and I'm so glad that before Floyd passed away of cancer, way too young, by the way,
yeah.
that he knew that his name awesome. Was going to be enshrined in that stadium for forever. And and Jeff Fisher, so glad. I can't tell you how deserving both of those gentlemen are in this. They won a lot of ball games together, and they are the cornerstones of generational Titans 1.0, period.
And Coach Fisher was on with Coach Mack and Titans Amy for their OTP this week that dropped this
yeah.
morning. He goes into detail about the move, and yeah. it is really, really interesting.
And by the way, like Coach Mack says, he's the only head coach to move two franchises because he yep. did it with the St. Louis Rams.
Sure
and that's one of the reasons why he had that job, I think, eventually from Stan Kroenke is because he could handle it. He'd been there and done all that before.
Wow.
Listen, you talk about a guy that's cerebral and thinks 20 steps ahead, that's Jeff Fisher, 100%.
That is, man. Hey, man, listen, you can't get that anywhere else.
You can go our way. So you know what I did? I could see the end was near on the parlay, so I went with the Clippers and the -7.5. And you know what they did? They got up by 20 and they stayed there. And so that's how you make up sometimes in live real time moments. And you can there's live betting too. As the game's going on, you can do various things.